The Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with the Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. And Andy, let's begin. Clearly, baseball history made with the Chicago Cubs winning the World Series just a few days ago. So give us your updates and thoughts on the World Series. It went seven games.
Well, I hope for a seven-game series. I got a seven-game series, and it was definitely a seven-game series to remember. Game 7, one of the most interesting and most memorable games you'll ever see. Of course, the Chicago Cubs coming away with the victory and ending a 108-year drought, winning the 2016 World Series, becoming the first team since the 1985 Kansas City Royals to come back from a 3-1 deficit to win the World Series. And that Game 7 had so many ups and downs and rain delay toward the end. I mean, it was really something. It was a great game to watch.
No, absolutely. And winning it on the last two games, being on the road, too, must set it aside as far as historical series are concerned as well.
Absolutely. It's only happened a few times, and, of course, the last time was with the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates that came back from the deficit to win it on the road in Baltimore. So it's not something easily done, but the Cubs came from behind, did it, and they'll be a favorite going into 2017.
There you go. Well, Andy, let's talk about the Red Sox and what's happening with the Red Sox as far as the Red Sox are concerned. It's some late news with the Red Sox organization.
Well, they start things off by, during that Game 7 excitement, kind of slipping under the cracks. They've decided to raise ticket prices again going into next year, figuring no one will pay attention to that blurb in the paper when everyone's reading about the World Series championship for the Cubs, but we'll be a little more expensive to attend a Sox game next year. Ticket prices rising 3%, 26 seating categories at Fenway, 19 of them will see the increases. So, got to go into the wallet a little deeper if you want to hit to a game at Fenway this year, but I guess that is expected. They have boosted prices a little bit year after year for a little bit now. So that's, I guess, what you have to do to pay the big prices for the salaries out there. But the Red Sox also made some other news, the first of which was picking up the option on Clay Buchholz's contract for next year. So he'll pick up $13.5 million. Red Sox declined option on catcher Ryan Hannigan's contract. So the Sox have to pay him an $800,000 buyout. And an interesting move, which is kind of expected in a way, not many people kind of paying attention to something like this, but the Red Sox did pick up the option for David Ortiz's contract, but he's still expected to retire. And by doing that, the Red Sox prevent Ortiz from becoming a free agent. If he all of a sudden reverses his ideas and decides to keep playing, he'll still be Red Sox property.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking on that one. Just in case somebody throws a lot more money at him.
Absolutely. And the Red Sox also had some other players hit the free agent market officially. Infielder Aaron Hill and pitchers Junichi Suzawa, Koji Uehara, and Brad Ziegler. So they're now all out on the market. So no question Dave Dombrowski has some work to do to fill in that back end of the rotation, because right there you have three members that may not be back in 2017.
What about the catching situation with the team now?
I think it's pretty straightforward. I mean, you're going to see Christian Vasquez be in the mix along with Sandy Leon. Those will be your 1-2. And there's still Blake Swire coming back from injury. I'm really not sure. I don't know if the Red Sox are sure if he still figures into the catching mix or if he's going to be in a reserve outfielder mix or possibly even being trade bait going into the offseason. So I think the Red Sox are happy with the way Leon performed last year. I think they could deal with that, where he's a switch hitter. And they played decent defense, and obviously Vasquez still working back from the Tommy John surgery. And they're hoping, of course, that he becomes the defensive whiz that they all expected before the injury. So I don't think any big moves coming through the catching situation in the offseason.
All right. General managers in baseball meeting in Arizona starting today, correct?
Yep, that's some of the baseball news out there. So as soon as the World Series ends, it's time to get back to work for the GMs, especially for the Indians and the Cubs. They're going to head straight out to Arizona for the GM meetings. Generally not much happens during these meetings. It's more or less they just kind of get together, chew the fat a little bit, maybe start discussing some potential trades, or maybe start looking into some free agents. But very rarely do you see a big deal made at this point or a big signing. That all kind of happens at the winter meetings, which take place later on.
And the Red Sox did lose their bench coach, Torey Lovello, correct?
Yes, they did. The Arizona Diamondbacks, they have hired him to be their manager. That was kind of expected with Mike Hazen leaving the Red Sox to become the GM of the Diamondbacks. It's still a little interesting situation for me, considering the Red Sox really went head over heels to keep Lovello as their bench coach last year, making him the highest paid bench coach in the majors. Looking to see that he's going to be the the oppressor in line here to John Farrell down the road, so obviously that's not going to be the case. I don't know. I'm going to make a slight prediction on this one. Since that Dave Dombrowski is, you know, cleaning house in the front office, putting his people in place now, I want to make a prediction that maybe come May, if the Red Sox are scuffling, that John Farrell gets fired and then Dombrowski brings in a manager that he hired in Detroit, which I think would be a great fit in Boston, would be Jim Leland. I don't know if Leland is managing Team USA in the World Baseball Classic coming up in the spring. I think he'd be a tremendous fit here. His question is, I don't know if he wants to keep managing, do that day-to-day type of work that he has to do as a manager at his age. But to me, I think that's someone that would be a great addition to the Red Sox staff.
Wow, interesting. And Terry Francona's contract was picked up with the Indians, former Sox manager.
Surprise there. So he's locked in now through 2020. The options for 2019 and 2020 were picked up. So Tito has a job for quite a while now over in Cleveland, so he can maybe buy a house and really set up shop. He'll be in there for the long haul.
Gotcha. And I think we talked about Gold Gloves last week, Andy, but Red Sox do have several players in line for a possible Gold Glove award this year.
Yeah, the award season starts tomorrow night, actually, on election night. The Gold Glove Awards will be presented, and the Red Sox have three players in the running: Mookie Betts, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Dustin Pedroia.
Gotcha. All right, Andy, anything else to share with us here there as we get ready for winter, really?
Yeah, time to hunker down and get ready, but this is definitely one of the most exciting times of the year in Major League Baseball when moves are being made and free agent pickups, trades, and whatnot. So, we should have some news pouring through the area here soon, so we'll keep these updates coming.
Gotcha. Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.